Hey now, say now. Welcome back to the Tea and Cognac Session. This your girl O'Brien, aka OB, aka O, coming to you with season 5, episode 5. Today's topic: millennial parents, the new grown-ups. Oh my goodness. So this is part 2 of the relationships conversation. I didn't want to put the cart in front of the horse as far as what my priorities are in my day-to-day and whatnot. So I thought we'd talk about the kids first before the other shenanigans, tomfoolery, and nonsense that I find myself involved in from time to time. But my day-to-day, everyday, all-day role is being a mom. I wear so many hats as a millennial adult, hence the Jill of Most Trades title, so I thought, let me make a little list, right? Let me see what it looked like on paper. Ridiculous with all these titles, and just we in 2024, it's out of hand. So I tried to break it down to like the simplest, what did I want, like simplest terms, right? So I said, okay, I'm a melanated heterosexual woman. I am a mother and business woman. With the new language and things going on in our culture that is being pushed as the new and should be approved and shouldn't be questioned, in my honest personal opinion, all of this is mental health. And we are not having the right conversations, and we are not creating the right kind of support for these different dynamics. I am having to really make sure I stay on top of things with my teenager, because I just don't want to send him out in the world ignorant and naive with no understanding of how the world is operating. And if you don't believe in something, you'll fall for anything. So in 2024, raising these kids, mine is a freshman in high school. And let me tell you, this last year, that growth spurt took a life of its own. This man is damn near as tall as the refrigerator. And his voice is deep and his witty just... I had to come up with 3 words to describe my son. He's a great kid. Sir Perry is an awesome young man. I would have never chosen anyone different. It's an honor to claim him. And just when he walks in the room, I just light up just of the pride and joy that I have for my boy. But let me make no mistake. He's all boy. And he taking me down through there in other ways, right? So my son, if I had to describe him with 3 words, he's mysterious, he's calculated, and he's kind. Now, the calculated word is not intended to be like evil, but you better understand if he's asking you questions and doing certain things, he's definitely got an agenda. It's not just a oops with him. He's definitely up to something, wants something. He's calculated, right? I'm wanting to preserve his innocence best I can, because what I do know as a culture, most of us lost our innocence at a very young age. Didn't really get to enjoy childhood. And really... Shoot, I know my issue with having an imagination stems from I became an adult at a very young age, as far as responsibility, looking after my siblings, looking after other family members. If they were over at our house, I'm the eldest or one of the eldest, so it's automatically assumed that I'm cooking, cleaning, all the things, right? So with my son, broke all of every single one of those ideas. And as a matter of fact, will fall out with my immediate family if they try to push that old agenda onto Sir, because I really want him to remember a childhood and not feel like he was responsible for adult situations going on in the house. I really wanted him to just feel like a kid and be a kid as long as he can be, right? So filling his cup up has looked like allowing him to have a voice, teaching him to speak up when it feels uncomfortable or feels wrong, speak up, and keeping him surrounded with healthy influences. Now, here in Springfield, Missouri, it's been quite the challenge identifying healthy male influences, because we got a bunch of males running around, but healthy, responsible, respectful is far and few between anymore. And I made a promise a long time ago that I would do my very best in protecting him and not putting him through the same things that me and my own siblings endured as kids. So I've paid attention to who's been around, who I bring around, and allowing him to be himself, I think, has been the biggest part of it. But also, while, don't forget, I'm dealing with my own trauma and unlearning some of my old whatever bad behavior that I learned that I thought was okay. So I'm breaking that in alignment with teaching him that's not right. So maybe he catches me doing it, but I'm having to go back and do that conversation piece of, okay, I was wrong. I take full responsibility. That's not how I should have responded or reacted. This is why I reacted this way. It's not an excuse, but it gives him that explanation piece. It's the whole communication piece and being effective with the communication piece. And you don't acquire emotional intelligence without doing this work, this shadow work, this digging up these skeletons and bones and past traumas that really hurt you, really changed you, left you broken or whatever state. And it's facing it, dealing with it. So now you can deal with your kids and you're not taking that mess out on your children. Biggest difference, and I wish it could have happened sooner than my generation, because as an almost 40-year-old adult now, and I watch my own family with their relationships and their dynamics and how they treat each other, man, somebody should have recognized the family dysfunction, the sibling rivalry. Like, someone should have intervened or done something different, but didn't. And all that's perpetuated is this cycle of toxic behavior. And now everybody's older and doesn't know how to communicate, don't know how to articulate their feelings without hatred or rage. Just unhealthy. And I really, really need my son to understand the difference in giving a reacting energy versus responding energy. What's worth your time and what isn't, kind of thing. I feel like I'm being very intentional, you know, and I've went seeking different clubs and whatnot. He did recently join Springfield's SOB group, Student African American Brotherhood. I am thoroughly impressed thus far, as he was fitted for his first suit and went to his first community event with the group. And when I say he just looked amazing, and just I see him becoming who he needs to be, I am thoroughly proud of my growth, his growth, and who we've been able to connect with up until this point. Healthy social supports, absolutely a very important factor in all of this, in these conversations we're having. So I don't know how good I am as far as us in high school and him being a freshman, and we're starting off pretty good. We've dealt with some bullying and navigating that, so that's been a bit trying. But other than that, just preparing him to be the man he needs to be has, it's been rough. And I know I can't teach him how to be a man. Absolutely know that. No woman can. What we can do is teach them how to respect themselves and how to respect women. But that everyday life being a man, I have no idea what that really is. I can only speak on what I've observed. And what I've observed is our men are not taught to communicate their feelings. They are told they suck it up. You don't cry. Crying's for girls. Crying makes you weak. I'm not teaching that. I am teaching him his tears are valuable and everyone shouldn't have access to them. So you cry, but you do that in the safety of yourself or your safe people. I don't want him to be taken advantage in that way. You know, us empaths and us feeling individuals, we get exploited and made fun of, and it changes us forever. And I don't want to push that on to my kid. I am a millennial parent and we are the grown-ups now, and I'm going to do it different. And that makes me feel good. That makes me feel like I did something right when everything else has felt like some type of failure. I look at my son and I can see the work, and I am very proud, and I want to keep him uplifted. I want him to know he is loved and he is worthy and was always the man. He's been the man since he was able to talk. Like, I am proud of me some Sir Perry. But how do we do this for all of our young men? Pass this type of energy to the next generation. We're lacking love in our relationships, period. And when we get into these other relationship topics and the lack of love and boundaries and respect, I understand completely. But the more you have to want to know, so that means you have to go looking and you have to read something, listen to something. You can't be the authority on all of this. You can be taught at any age. So you just have to be willing. And I just know they can't have mine. The promise was the streets can't have mine, period. There is nothing after. I mean business. So how y'all feel about it? How y'all raising y'all's kids? Are you being parents? I know collectively as a society, we are not being parents anymore. We're trying to be besties and bros and all of that, but collectively a lot of the old grandmama and whatever authority and adults we grew up knowing have a structure and different things, it's a free-for-all anymore. There's no balance, there's no respect, roles are clouded, and we're in a state of crisis. Just is what it is. And like I said, in many other seasons, there's a side to be on. You will have to choose. And hope I see you on the right side. So we'll wrap it up. It's been a trip raising this kid, becoming who I need to be as a woman and as a business person, community leader. It's been a journey, but you have to face you and take accountability for you in order to be great for others. When we try to skip that step and be whatever counsel to other people and uplift others and educate others, and we try to be all these other things, but we're not doing that for ourselves. We're not healing our wounds and our family ties and broken relationships. So we're equipped to be better adults, better parents. We don't do that work. We're just passing on this generational curse, this jacked up culture. And that quote hit me. It came from somewhere. I read it somewhere. It's not mine. But the idea of not actually dealing with our mess. And it passed on to another generation as culture. Like the buck stops here. So it is what it is. I just want Sir to be able to be emotionally equipped, aligned with financially stable, because I have recognized individuals that have an emotional intelligence oftentimes are not financially stable, versus the financially stable are so emotionally disconnected and unable to connect to their feelings and articulate them in a real way. That's the difference. And if I can bridge those gaps for my son, so he can bypass a lot of the hot mess that I found myself in, if I don't do anything else, I will know that I did my job here on earth. So that's where I'm at with my journey, raising these kids, wanting to be a positive influence for him and others, and wanting to connect to other people that are in this same predicament, where the world is saying this and that are cool, but I'm old school and know this is not cool and not willing to pass it on to my kid, and want to do the best I can as far as filling his cup up along with mine. So y'all tap in. Let me know how y'all doing with your parenting and what you've changed as far as when you was a kid and how you were raised. What are you doing different? Have you been able to identify what was absolutely necessity in upbringing your kids versus what you had to endure? So I want to hear about it. Just hit me up anywhere, everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, The Jill of Most Trades. OSD LLC of Springfield, Missouri is the concierge services. The Melanin Initiative is unlearning and relearning Black history, not only Springfield, Missouri, but the Missouri region, Midwest region. We have a lot of history that they did not teach us, and that is not a coincidence. So tap on in. In 2024, we are uniting forces, combining resources, having real conversations, and bringing everyone to the table. That is how we progress, change, heal. Let's do this work. So, all right, until next time, you guys stay safe, keep warm, because it's still a gloomy, nasty whatever for it to be spring. Nothing new, right? Welcome to that Missouri life. So I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.